You are listening to a selection of readings and prayers chosen by Evan Kreider on Sunday, December 19th, 2021, at Point Grey Inter-Mennonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the Church Board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
I hope that you are having a blessed Advent. This is the final week of Advent. We're going to open this week with readings, prayers, and music, some of it familiar, some of it new. My thanks to Sarah for hosting this. She'll be busy. And my thanks to the many readers who agreed so quickly and readily to help out, and to Catherine, who agreed to sing a song that I could not find a recording of anywhere. Thank you, Catherine. We'll begin with today's collect. Eternal God, this day is radiant with the brilliance of your one true light. As we have known the revelation of that light on earth, bring us to see the splendor of your heavenly glory. Amen. Advent has many themes, and one that I'm particularly drawn to is the theme of waiting. We wait for so many things in so many ways. So we're going to begin our service with a song about waiting. Voices Together, number 228.
A reading from Isaiah 9, 1-2 and 6-7. But there will be no more gloom for the land that was in anguish. In the past, God humbled the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, but in the future, God will bring glory to this road to the sea, this land beyond the Jordan, this Galilee of the nations. The people walking in darkness are seeing a brilliant light. Upon those who dwell in a land of deep shadows, light is shining. God, you have made the nation greater. You have brought them abundant joy. For a child is born to us, an heir is given us, upon whose shoulders dominion will rest. This one shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Strength of God, Eternal Protector, Champion of Peace. This dominion and this peace will grow without end, with David's throne and realm sustained with justice and fairness, now and forever. The zeal of Yahweh Omnipotent will accomplish it.
Now we will hear the Advent hymn sung daily during Advent in monasteries around the world. The tune may seem familiar.
From Luke 1:26-35 and 38. 6 months later, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a young woman named Mary. She was engaged to a man named Joseph of the house of David. Upon arriving, the angel said to Mary, "Rejoice, highly favored one. God is with you. Blessed are you among women." Mary was deeply troubled by these words and wondered what the angel's greeting meant. The angel went on to say to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You'll conceive and bear a son, and give him the name Jesus." Deliverance. His dignity will be great, and he will be called the only begotten of God. God will give Jesus the judgment seat of David, his ancestor, to rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his reign will never end. And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have never been with a man?" The angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Hence, the offspring to the born will be called the Holy One of God. Know too that Elizabeth, your kinswoman, who has conceived a child in her old age, she who was thought to be infertile, is now in her sixth month. Nothing is impossible with God." And Mary said, "I am the servant of God. Let it be done to me as you say." And with that, the angel left her.
I'm reading from Micah chapter 5, verses 2, 4, and 5. "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely. And for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace."
For of the earth I am a shepherd. In rugged fields I make my home. Yet I attend the words of prophets, and I can hope. How will I know? Sprung from the roots, the line of Jesse, will come one chosen for us all. The prophet's songs foretell a leader, a virgin's child. How will I know? Another dawn, the sun before me, another day to bide and watch. I trust in God, and I am waiting. Day follows day, how will I know? The nights are cold, I do not mind them. My lambs rest safe within my care. Companion moon is nightly changing. My constant God, how will I know? With each new day, I pause in wonder to look at Bethlehem afar. From this small town will come a Savior, born in our midst. How will I know? When time is right, God, share your purpose. Rulers and kings, they must be told. I live apart, I wait in silence. Who will tell me? How will I know? The day is done, my prayers unanswered. Once more I sigh, as darkness falls. Your will be done, I must be patient. I long for news, how will I know? My bones are tired, my soul is hungry. My stony bed awaits me now. Do not forget your faithful shepherd, Perhaps tonight, how will I know?
I am reading from Luke 2:1-3-7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in strips of cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Mary's Song by Lucy Shaw. Blue homespun and the bend of my breast, keep warm the small, hot, naked star fallen to my arms. Rest, you who have had so far to come. Now nearness satisfies the body of God sweetly. Quiet he lies, whose vigor hurled a universe. He sleeps, whose eyelids have not closed before. His breath, so slight it seems no breath at all, once ruffled the dark deeps to sprout a world. Charmed by dove's voices, the whisper of straw, he dreams, hearing no music from his other spheres. Breath, mouth, ears, eyes, he is curtailed, who overflowed all skies, all years. Older than eternity, now he is new. Now native to earth as I am, nailed to my poor planet, caught that I might be free. Blind in my womb to know my darkness ended, brought to this birth for me to be newborn, and for him to see me mended, I must see him torn.
The Risk of Birth by Madeleine L'Engle. This is no time for a child to be born, with the earth betrayed by war and hate, and the comet slashing the sky to warn that time runs out and the sun burns late. That was no time for a child to be born. In the land and the crushing grip of Rome, honor and truth were trampled by scorn. Yet, here did the Savior make his home. When is a time for love to be born? The inn is full on the planet Earth, and by the comet the sky is torn. Yet, love still takes the risk of birth.
From the parents' heart the firstborn, when no one's had been begun, this is Alpha and Omega, source and end that join as one. All that is now ever has been, and in future will be done. Evermore and evermore. Lord, who ordered and created, by whose word all came to be, calling for seers and sages, long to know in ancient days, one foretold by faithful prophets, singing with their hearts ablaze. So shines forth the one long promised, who inspires all creatures' praise, evermore and evermore. Let the highest heavens ring out with angelic melody. Oh, have the power to praise God. Sing wherever you may be. Let no mortal tongue keep silent. Voices blend in harmony. Evermore and evermore.
Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
I'll be reading from Luke 2, verses 15 to 20. When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see this event that God has made known to us." They hurried and found Mary and Joseph, and the baby lying in a manger. Once they saw this, they reported what they had been told concerning the child. All who heard it were astonished at the report given by the shepherds. Mary treasured all these things and reflected on them in her heart. The shepherds went away glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as they had been told.
In Search of Our Kneeling Places by Anne Weems. In each heart lies a Bethlehem, an inn where we must ultimately answer whether there is room or not. When we are Bethlehem bound, we experience our own advent in His. When we are Bethlehem bound, we can no longer look the other way, conveniently not seeing stars, not hearing angel voices. We can no longer excuse ourselves by busily tending our sheep or our kingdoms. This Advent, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that the Lord has made known to us. In the midst of shopping sprees, let's ponder in our hearts the gift of gifts. Through the tinsel, let's look for gold of the Christmas star. In the excitement and confusion and the merry chaos, let's listen for the brush of angels' wings. This Advent, let's go to Bethlehem and find our kneeling places.
We are reading the responsive reading, number 714, "He was the Son of God." Men will be reading the first line, and Jonathan will lead. Women, please join me in the second line and on in the bold.
He was the Son of God.
He was the Son of Man.
He came down from heaven.
He was born in a stable.
Kings came to his cradle.
His first home was a cave.
He was born to be a king.
He was a child of Mary.
He was the greatest among rulers.
He was the least among servants.
He was loved and honored.
He was despised and rejected.
He was gentle and loving.
He made many enemies.
He counseled perfection.
He was a friend of sinners.
He was a joyful companion.
He was a man of sorrows.
He said, rejoice.
He said, repent.
Love God with all your heart.
Love your neighbor as yourself.
Don't be anxious.
Count the cost.
Deny yourself.
Ask and receive.
In him was life.
He died on a cross.
He was a historic person.
He lives today.
He was Jesus of Nazareth.
He is Christ the Lord.
God entered into our world, not with the crushing impact of unbearable glory, but in the way of weakness, vulnerability, and need. On a wintry night in an obscure cave, the infant Jesus was a humble, naked, helpless God who needed us. The world was made flesh, and the Son of God took the initiative to enter our broken world and limp through life with us. This Emmanuel, truly God with us, is the great hope, the great grace of Christmas.
Well, I'll conclude with the reading, Be Born in Us Again, by Büchner. Thou Son of the Most High, Prince of Peace, be born again into our world. Wherever there is war in this world, wherever there is pain, wherever there is loneliness, where there is no hope, come, thou long-expected one, with healing in thy wings. Holy Child, whom the shepherds and the kings and the dumb beasts adored, be born again. Wherever there is boredom, wherever there is fear of failure, wherever there is temptation too strong to resist, wherever there is bitterness of heart, come, thou blessed one, with healing in thy wings. Savior, be born in us who raise our faces to thy face, not knowing fully who we are or who thou art, only knowing that thy love is beyond our knowing, and that no other has the power to make us whole. Come, Lord Jesus, to each who longs for thee, even though we may have forgotten thy name. Come quickly. Amen. Thanks again to everyone who participated. We enjoyed your participation, your readings, your sharing. May God be with us all.